producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Media News. None better than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm hanging in there, Kate. Hectic day. How are you?
I'm excellent. So I think we talked about this briefly, or maybe I did with Victoria, but it's kind of like the pin dropped in Washington because everybody goes away. And you know, because you were there and left for holidays, etc. Does anybody hang around? I mean, it's like if you're a congressperson who's single and have no family, or you're from there, obviously. But otherwise, is it just staffers that stay a little longer?
Yes, it's pretty cleared out, actually. You could shoot a cannon down the hallway and not injure anybody. Skeleton staff is what it is. And most people go home. There are people that basically sort of live in D.C. If you're one who lives in D.C. with your family, because there's members of Congress that live with family in D.C. and ones live in the state. I used to tell candidates, you criticize a Democrat you're running against that they live in D.C. with their family, I'm pulling all my money from you. Because that's not fair. You know, you live where you need to live. With your family, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So if you're a member with your family in Washington, you're going to stay in D.C. for the holidays.
Yeah, that makes sense, totally. Do you think part of the problem is that I remember talking to Sarbanes about this, Congressman Sarbanes, that if more people, and he's not suggesting, hey, you're not from there, you should stay there, but that more people used to linger in Washington. So sometimes they would bring their families for a while. So if you were a Democrat, Republican, whatever, there was more camaraderie, even if you weren't playing on, we'll call it the same team, because you could meet each other afterwards. You could have a drink or just go and meet and have more time. Do you think that's a big problem and why over the years, the last 10 years, there's not been as much bipartisan cooperation?
Yeah, I knew Sarbanes. I like him. He's like Steny Hoyer. He's one of those people you just, they're very common sense. You know, I've talked to my adult children about this. If I had to do it again, the one thing I would change besides dealing with Jack Abramoff and drinking at his bar and eating, the one thing I would change is I would have brought my children to D.C. Doesn't mean I liked Ohio less. It doesn't mean I wouldn't go back home and maintain a residence. I would have brought the kids to Washington. No question about it.
Because you would have had more time with them, right?
And more every night.
Yeah.
Yeah, every night you could go home. And then they would be raised with, quote, congressional kids and all that. I understand that. But that was something, and I've talked with my children about it. I would do it different.
Yeah. Wow, interesting. That's what I thought, too. All right, so let's take a quick look back at last year. Was one of the biggest stories from last year the fact that your good friend John Boehner is no longer the Speaker of the House after everything that he endured and the publicity nightmare, and then finally, boom, he's gone?
Oh, it's a big deal. I mean, I predicted him. I thought he'd be gone 1 year earlier, I predicted. But I think that is a big story. And I think it's bigger than maybe it's been made out to be because, you know, all of a sudden he surprise announced the day after the Pope came and et cetera. But it's a big deal because Ryan comes in now. Where does the Republican Party head up? You know, it's almost a Trump versus Clinton now. You know, for the general election, we're almost into the general election cycle in a way of it being Trump versus Clinton with the media. But I think it's a big deal because it's going to be the future of how the Republicans can try to run that House. And if they don't run it correctly, that can go back right back to the Democratic side as quick as it went to the Republican side.
Yeah, absolutely. Big stories in Washington this year. I mean, I think there were just really a slew of them. But if you had to narrow it down, what do you think is one of the biggest stories from the year?
Oh, wow. I mean, I think I'm going to put two names together in one, Clinton-Trump. But also the rise of Bernie Sanders and the progressive movement getting a foothold. I think those are the big political stories. But the public policy story, it's not the budget and the government shutdowns and et cetera. But I think it's the rise of terrorism and how America reacts to it and our intelligence services spying on our own people. Is it right or is it wrong? The whole Edward Snowden aftermath. So I think security and terror fear is the big public policy story.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the whole ISIS thing, that what we saw,
right. The
horrific things that were done in the videos, the recruitment, the lone wolf terrorism, and what's being done to deal with that, San Bernardino, the sadness of what happened in San Bernardino, the sadness, now this is off our shores, but our reaction to it, the sadness of what happened in Paris. If you were in Congress, this would be one of your top agenda items, wouldn't it?
Yes, and it would be top frustration because this sucks the air out of everything else. You know, a fair wage, balanced budget, how the government's running. It sucks the air out of it. You get consumed with it. I know from 911, you get consumed with it.
Yeah. If you, and I agree with you, if you were there now, what would be the one thing that you would do differently? What would you do now if you were in Congress?
Wow, I would, because of my personal experience, I would definitely draw a brick wall, a far piece from any of the lobby community. They're free to come in, but that wall, we put up a firewall. I would do that. Absolutely,
yeah,
put up a firewall. It makes your job go so much easier.
Do you think a lot of Congress folks and senators do that, or are they still kind of dipping their toe around the whole thing because, you know, they get pressured and, or really their aides do, and then the next thing you know, somebody that shouldn't really be around them is?
Oh, I think there's a lot of good people, but they're all interacted. Look, there's more trips than ever in the history of everything. You know, they talked about our trip to Scotland, me and Jack Abramoff. Of course, he went with Tom DeLay and Tom Feeney from Florida, et cetera. But, you know, they still take massive amounts of trips. But what I'm saying, firewall, I would have a policy that, you know, we don't do any form of socialization with the lobbyists. But you got to be careful. You can't tell, you know, somebody from Gun Control Incorporated or the NRA, hey, you're not welcome in our office to give an opinion. You don't want to do that, you know. But you really got to, you've got to put that firewall up there. And staffers going in to work for lobbyists, that can't happen. I take a personal pledge I never would work for a lobby firm after leaving Congress. You know, those types of things, I think, helps to put a lot of junk out of the way.
Yeah, totally makes sense. Hey, let's do some quick predictions since I'm off the air. Predictions, do you think Donald Trump, is he, as we head into results season, he's still standing and is he the guy who's in 2016 going to get the Republican nomination?
I'm going to make the same prediction that you and I made 3 months ago, which is Jeb Bush will never be the nominee. There will be an open convention, meaning no clear winner going in. Donald Trump will seize, though, everything. He's going to get, and I think it's going to be Trump versus Hillary Clinton in November, period.
Wow, Trump versus Clinton. Okay, so saying that, who do you think wins in that battle?
My progressive friends are like, oh, Bob, Hillary's on her knees praying it's Donald Trump. I said, everybody, this is the weirdest time in American history. No, I couldn't predict who will win.
Right. You think it's going to be that close?
I think it's up in the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you, too. Absolutely. So for Jeb Bush, what does he do? Go run a hardware store or something?
Oh, he's done. I mean, poor guy. If I knew him personally and had his phone number, I'd call and I'd say, please, I'm begging you, please. Just
get out.
Follow Lindsay. Get out, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Bob Ney, always a delight. Former congressman from Ohio.
Great to hear.
You too. I'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our trouble.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
We swing into 2016 and we continue here with Kate on the road, and we're talking about traveling and taking the show on the road. You know, it's nothing better than to dream about a place where you really want to go, start thinking about it, and then just boom, let's make it the destination for 2016. So what are some of the hot travel destinations for next year? Russell Hannon joins us, and he's fantastic. You got to check him out at breakthetravelbarrier.com. He is the ultra economical travel expert, and indeed he has earned that title for sure. Russell, great to have you back on the program.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about the destinations. Give me the top five. What's number one, do you think, on the list?
Well, you know what? There's a few destinations that historically haven't been very accessible until this year, and these are expected to be some big hotspots. First, one you may not have heard much of is St. Helena Island. So this is where Napoleon Bonaparte was first sent into exile, and they're going to be opening their first airport in 2016. It's a little 10-by-5-mile island, which is about 5.5 days at sea to get through from Cape Town. So this is in the middle of the South Atlantic between Brazil and Africa. There's less than 5,000 people living on the island, and some of the hot destinations there are supposed to be the Bonaparte's last residence, which is known as Longwood House, the tomb that he was originally put in, and I hear the stargazing is unbelievable because you've got no light pollution in that area at all.
Wow, you made me interested in going there. And another place I know that's hot, and I've heard a lot of my friends talk about it, is Cuba. Is that affordable?
Well, you know what? This is another place where it's like a time warp going there. And actually, if you're visiting Cuba, you're probably going to be using a Cuban convertible pesos, which actually trade at par with the U.S. dollar. So it really depends. If you go to the tourist destinations, and there's been other countries where people have been visiting there for a while, you can expect to pay more. But if you do immerse yourself into some of the local excursions, you can get by there on an awful lot less. And really, it's like a time warp when you go to Cuba. One of the unique places in the world where you go there and you see all the cars from the 50s, but with trade opening up and companies like Carnival Cruises starting cruises there in May 2016, it won't be that way for long. So I recommend going there sooner as opposed to later.
All right, so check out the cruise idea. Rio. Rio's a big destination because I would imagine World Cup and Olympics, but is it really affordable?
Well, you know what? It is coming off a gap year between the World Cup and the Olympics. There, one U.S. dollar will give you about four Brazilian reals, is basically the currency there. Now, there's a myth that Olympic host cities are always expensive the year that they host an Olympic. But that's really a myth. If you actually go in the months leading up to the Olympics or afterward, and especially the fact that they have all the infrastructure from the World Cup and such, you can go there for significantly less than what it would cost you to try to go during the Olympics. So I recommend going before or after.
All right, so that's good advice. And we're talking with Russell Hannon. You can check him out at BreakTheTravelBarrier.com, a guest here on Kate on the Road. How about Botswana? You sent me a list, and you had that on the list. I was so surprised.
Well, you know what? This is one that actually Lonely Planet, every year, they come out with a list of their top must-see destinations. And number one on the list for 2016 is Botswana. Now, starting in 2016, another one that hasn't been very accessible is they're starting direct international flights directly there for the first time in 2016, and it is known for some of the greatest safaris on earth. From big herds of elephants to antelopes, they basically look like deer with the horns going straight up that have rings on the horns, to wild African dogs, and so when you go there, just real fascinating safaris. So also your dollar will really take you far there. Botswana's on the Pula, and there's about an 11-to-1 ratio where when you U.S. dollar will give you about 11 pulas in Botswana.
Pulas. I love that. Pulas. How about this? You also sent me this because, as you said, Lonely Planet, that's a great tip. It's a good place to look. Estonia. Oh, wow. Tell me about Estonia.
Well, you know what? This one surprised me as well, actually. And Lonely Planet ranked this as their best valuable destination for 2016. So really, the big things, when you think of Estonia, think of these enchanting forests that you often see in the movies, when you see these fairy tale fantasy movies and such. Really, that's what it's known for. There's some Baltic islands. The capital is Tallinn in Estonia. So the U.S. dollar will give you about 14 Estonian kroons. So, again, another place where you can really stretch your dollar. And the U.S. dollar is trading relatively high internationally, so this is shaping up to be a good year, 2016, to travel abroad.
All right, I love it. And we got a great giveaway that Russell has so graciously thrown in this direction. We're going to tell you about that coming up a little bit later. Russell Hannon, again, go to BreakTheTravelBarrier.com. Great information. He is the ultra-economical travel expert. Russell, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Russell, thanks. That was great.
Glad you enjoyed that, Kate. I'll be happy to share that with my social media network if I know what time it's on. And I think I've got a link to your website, so I'll just send everyone there.
Yeah. And I'll tell you about it because then I'm going to do live. I'll do the thing live on the air, so that's perfect because we have another thing we're doing that's part of the show, a segment called KateOnTheRoad.com because we're taking the show on the road. So you're perfect for that.
Wonderful. I thought I'd mention to you, there's a gentleman I know, a New Yorker, Lee Abamonte. He's the youngest American to visit every country in the world. He's big on a lot of those national shows in New York City all the time.
Uh-huh.
He's really a celebrity in New York. And I know him. I could always put him in touch with you.
That'd be great. He'd be a great guest. Let's do it.
Well, I'll send an email to put the two of you in contact. And this guy's really big. I see him on all the big daytime shows. So, great. We'll do. Well, again, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Russell. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And Russell left a present behind. Check this out. Email me right now. Email me right now at americatonight.net, americatonight.net, or DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com, DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com. And check this out. Answer this question. Which actress swapped homes with Cameron Diaz in the movie The Holiday? Which actress swapped homes with Cameron Diaz in the movie The Holiday? So here's what the scoop is. You answer this question correctly, and you're the first email in with the correct answer. You will win a free one-year membership with HomeExchange.com. It's actually the website featured in that movie, The Holiday, with Cameron Diaz. And the value of it is estimated to be about $150. That movie was so cool. I saw that movie, and Home Exchange is, in case you don't know, is one of these places where it's a home exchange. So think about it. You want to go somewhere and you think, oh, I don't know, I've got a big family, or this is, I can't afford hotel rooms for however long. And if you stay in a home, you can cook meals. You know, that's like when I went to Maui. That made Maui much more affordable because we weren't eating at all these crazy hotels every single day where hamburgers were $20. And they have awesome places where they have these homes. If you go to homeexchange.com, I was just there, and you look at the sites that they have. I mean, really, you could go to South America. There's various places in the U.S., Australia, really, really cool. So I started to look at this, and I thought, there's 65,000 homes in 150 countries. I can't look at this anymore. It's just too exciting. And on that note, let's turn to our Kate on the Road correspondent, Bob Phillips, with more. Bob.
Hi, Kate. Well, finding a great place to celebrate New Year's Eve is important, and more than one in four Americans plan to travel to welcome in the new year, according to a survey from lowfares.com. And then Travel and Leisure magazine came out with a survey that lists the top five cities to celebrate. Number five is Las Vegas, Nevada. Number four is Savannah, Georgia. Number three is Honolulu, Hawaii. Number two, San Juan, Puerto Rico. And the number one place to celebrate New Year's Eve is New Orleans, Louisiana. The Crescent City is a natural winner for a memorable New Year's Eve. And even if you're not the life of the party, you can still have a great time checking out everyone else, because New Orleans also ranks as number one for people watching. There are certain New Orleans New Year's Eve traditions that shouldn't be missed, like the annual Fleur de Lis drop, the breathtaking fireworks show over the Mississippi River, or the live entertainment in Jackson Square. Or you can dance your way into 2016 at one of the many booming nightclubs in the French Quarter. All you have to do is walk down Bourbon Street to find one. Or attend a live concert at one of their famous live music venues where you can experience authentic jazz and blues. You can find plenty of low-lit jazz clubs and concert halls on Frenchman Street. Here's one I really like. You can actually hop aboard a riverboat for a special New Year's Eve cruise featuring live entertainment, food, open bars, and unparalleled views of the fireworks. The Creole Queen Paddle Wheeler or the Steamboat Natchez offer exciting options for celebrating the start of 2016. Happy New Year, everyone. Back to you, Kate.
Thanks, Bob. And once again, wishing everyone a happy, happy holiday. We'll see you again at Kate on the Road.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. situation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Humbug kind of guy or broad. Coming up, don't forget, we've got Nail the Score. Yeah, maybe someone will nail the score. You win a computer. You won't get it for Christmas, but you'll have it for the new year. Yeah, we still have some football left to be played, so there's a chance that you could be a winner. We've had two winners in the past. They were thrilled beyond all imagination. They still keep in contact with me, so... you know, it's pretty cool. And you could be the next winner. All you have to do is call in, final segment, hour two. Don't have to know anything about football. You could hate it. You just have to pick a team, give us a guess. It's that easy. Bada bing, bada boom, that's it. Zigging and zagging, my favorite thing to do. It reminds me of skiing. You know, that swish, swish, swish. Side to side. So let's go a little side to side, shall we? How about this? The Kentucky governor removed the names of the county clerks from marriage licenses. If you remember, this was one of the big stories of 2016. So the governor decides, well, let's do away with that. Yeah, Governor Matt Bevin. Ordered the state to prepare new licenses that don't have to have the names of county clerks to try to protect the religious beliefs of Clerk Kim Davis and other local elected officials. Who knew Kim Davis, thanks to a group that got her there, would have a meeting with the Pope? I didn't have an audience with the Pope, did you? She did. She made huge headlines. Even Mike Huckabee used her at a campaign stop, if you remember, was sticking up for Kim Davis. Now, the governor says, yeah, let's just forget this whole thing. We don't have to do that. This is, let's balance it this way. So Bevin's order will affect a federal lawsuit, maybe, brought by four couples against Davis. Perhaps it affects him, I don't know. One of Davis's deputy clerks has been issuing the marriage licenses to all eligible couples since September. So they don't include Davis's name or the name of the county. But the ACLU represents those four couples that she wouldn't sign the documentation for. So that story's not over just yet. It was definitely one of the big stories, however, of 2015. I almost said 2016. Usually I'm behind. You know, we used to write checks in the olden days. I always had the wrong date. Not now. Don't have the wrong date now. Now I'm jumping ahead. It's craziness. Craziness, I tell you. All right, so how about Virginia? Virginia decided they were going to revoke handgun permit agreements with 25 states. So what does that mean? It means concealed handgun permits held by people in 25 states are not valid in Virginia. That's what the state's attorney general said. Mark Herring said the state's going to revoke it because it used to be a reciprocity agreement with states because their concealed weapon laws don't meet Virginia's standards. So states hand out permits to people who are barred under Virginia law. And who are the people who are barred in Virginia? If you're a fugitive, if you're a convicted stalker, if you're a drug dealer, they say it undermines the state's law, puts their people at risk. So no, don't even go with your gun. Virginians will no longer be able to use their concealed handgun permits in six states that require a mutual reciprocity agreement. So the people that could enjoy that can't enjoy that now, meaning if you're in Virginia, you have a concealed and carry, you've got the permit, you can't take that gun to Florida, Louisiana, North Dakota, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, and Wyoming. So it's pretty interesting. The chairman of the Republican Party in Virginia said that it's further proof that the Dems have declared war on the Second Amendment. You think it's war on the Second Amendment? Now, it's interesting because there's... this story isn't going to be done either. I think we're going to see more conversation over the reciprocity deal. But in Virginia, anyway, they just decided, yeah, you got drug dealers sporting a concealed handgun? No. So we can't do it because your laws are too loosey-goosey for us. See, we're doing that swish-swish thing, side to side. If you want to throw in your two cents, you can. Second Amendment, do you really feel like, are you fired up? Do you feel like it's massively under attack? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Perhaps in a sense, there was always the fight. I say this, regardless of carrying a gun or not, I'm not really for taking rights away. I think it's such a bad idea. I say it on the show all the time, and I really mean it. And is it an oxymoron? I don't think so. But I'm for responsible gun ownership. Now, see, with the concealed and carry, it should be where, of course, you have to get the permit. So you go through getting the permit, which means practice, which means knowing the things that you should know how to deal with when you have a gun, right? So to me, it's about the responsibility. And can we 100% say everybody's responsible that has a gun? Of course not. But I'm for responsible gun ownership. I'm not for taking rights away. There's a big problem there, and I don't think it really would address the bigger issue that we have, the problems that we have in this country, right? So how about this? We move from guns to polls. Some people feel like they had a gun to their head. Reuters, they've got the rolling averages. You want to hear what the rolling averages are? Bum, ba-da-dum. Wait till you hear Trump's numbers. I'm going to work in the reverse order. Okay? So, Marco Rubio, 8.3%. That's Rubio's numbers. Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas. So we move from the senator from Florida to Texas, 11%. Dr. Ben, I'm very low energy, Carson, 11.3%. Donald Trump, 36.7%. Now, if you were listening at the beginning of the hour, you heard me push the former congressman from Ohio, who's a Republican, Bob Ney, although he's on the much more liberal end of being a Republican. He says there is no question. I mean, pretty much he's saying, listen, Trump is the guy. He gets the nomination. He gets it. It's not anybody else that we've seen on the stage. And I agree. I just had this discussion with some family members who just refuse to believe it. They just think, oh, there's no way. That's not going to happen. We've heard this act before. And I don't think so. I really believe that he has pulled something out of people that they're watching this train and they're on the train. He thinks it's going to be Trump and Hillary. Perhaps. The former senator from New York, because remember, she was a senator from New York for a while. Don't know if either one of them saw Star Wars. Somehow I doubt it. But I was just reading a story today, and I'll say it again. Of every movie that I've seen this year, and there's been a handful, right? There is no question Star Wars blows the doors off of everything. It was really, really good. It was entertaining. It's not a short movie. It's over 2 hours, but it was good. If you saw any of the Star Wars, if you took kids to the Star Wars, if you were a kid and you went to Star Wars, because it spans so many generations, you will love it. You will love it. So I was reading a story about a guy who decided that, the Star Wars thing is it for him. He couldn't wait to see it, couldn't wait to be there, couldn't be wait to be in the middle of it. So he decided, this Jim Brayton decided, that he was going to challenge himself kind of mentally and physically in a sense. He's a 40-year-old content strategist at Dell. And he was one of 7 contestants who signed up for the Alamo Draft House's Star Wars The Force Awakens Marathon. With the promise of seven years of free movies, a boatload of collector items, and the chance to be mythologized along the lines of the ship that made the Kessel Run in less than 12 per seconds. He decided that he was going to be, and he was the champion. He decided he was gonna sit it out. So when I say that he sat it out, he watched Star Wars again and again and again and again. He said it was almost like he was hallucinating. So, and he couldn't doze off. He wouldn't doze off because he would forfeit his chance if he did that. He watched Star Wars for 46 straight hours. Oh my God. Could you watch for 46 straight hours? That's crazy. 46 straight hours. He agreed to sit through all 6 previous Star Wars films and an endless loop of The Force Awakens. But look at the loot he got. Congratulations. That's insane-o.
Call me back, no Santa. I make my runs about the break of day. They call me back, no Santa. I make my runs about the break of day.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I don't know. I always hear that Jingle Bell Rock constantly. Every time I get into the car, it's blasting in my head. Jingle Bell Rock.
Yeah, but what are the words?
Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell Rock.
Exactly.
Jingle Bell Time and Jingle Bell Blah. I don't know what. I don't know the words.
I asked a few people this season. It happens.
To Jingle Bell Rock?
Yep.
Jingle Bell, that's the Jingle Bell beat. Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell Rock. Jingle Bell Time and Jingle Bell Plop.
There you go.
That's weak. That is a weak offering from this show. I apologize. So, merry, merry, happy, happy, and everything in between. Gay Delaney America tonight. The voice you just heard, Nathan Reeder. Without him, this show doesn't happen. So we like to do this fun thing called Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! All right, I have to ask you this question. We just talked about it, or I just talked about it, when I was swishing from side to side. But how about the 40-year-old computer guy who won this contest where he watched 46 straight hours of Star Wars and didn't doze off?
I think I heard you talking about that.
That's crazy, but he won these cool things. So because he did that, he gets like 7 years of free movies. All free. I mean, he like can go to the movies, whatever. 7 years of free movies. So it doesn't have to pay. He gets all these collector items, right? And, of course, he's getting huge headlines for this, but I don't think he was really thinking about that. And he, I mean, he's like a Star Wars nut, so he has, at his office, he's got life-size replicas of Han Solo and Darth Vader and Stormtrooper masks. And the Millennium Falcon.
Well, yeah, that's, I mean, it sounds like just like a weekend thing he's done before in his life.
It's crazy. He said it was hard. He said he was hallucinating. Like, he felt like he was hallucinating because now you got to be up 46 hours. So here's a great question for everyone to think about. Push the movie aside for 1 second, and you can say whether it's nuts or fruits or whatever it is. But what's the longest you stayed up, Nathan, straight, did not doze at all?
Probably, I don't know, 2.5, maybe. I probably dozed off, kind of.
2.5 days?
Maybe. I know it's easy for me to pull about, 2 days anymore, a day and a half.
A day and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think mine is like yours. I think mine is probably, it's about 2 days, 2.5 days maybe. And I was exhausted after that, though. I mean, it was like I was lifeless. Like, I felt like, boom, I have like no blood in my body. It was the worst feeling that I can remember. So it was not a great feeling, but I can remember what that was like. Okay, so the guy who did the Star Wars thing, Fruits and Nuts, Bingo, Shred It.
Go for it, buddy. Do it.
Bingo.
Everybody, watch so much
Bingo.
Things that you start hallucinating. Do it.
Natural hallucinogenic, 40 plus hours of Star Wars.
Sure. Whatever. That's all light. That's all light.
Exactly. It's all light. All right. This isn't light. How about this? This refugees, we're having this problem with refugees, which is sad, who are seeking shelter from different places. And here's what happened in Italy. They're saying there's a big problem because these refugees were given shelter at an Italian duplex, and they came in from Africa, right? So there's now all of a sudden these protests because they dump trash in the street because they're not getting Wi-Fi at the free villa they were given for shelter. So they're up in arms demanding that they get free Wi-Fi. And they want, of course, internet, all that kind of stuff, blah, blah, blah. So the demonstrations now have gotten kind of nasty. They're blocking the main roads in this one town near Milan. And there's been, some back and forth between people in the community who really want to help them. But now it's become about Wi-Fi. It's crazy. It's like a third world problem meets a first world problem.
Yeah,
isn't
well,
it?
I mean, that's happening around the globe right now. I mean, how quickly has the internet been part of our lives? I mean, it's
crazy.
This is a nascent stage, and it's understandable that third world is kind of becoming a really outdated phrase because this is just communication. And
yep.
It's technically created infrastructures that are creating new networks everywhere, and many countries are part of it. Everybody wants that info at the touch of a button.
They're very well said. That's what it is. Everybody sees it, wants it, expects it. No matter what your situation in life is, that's like breathing air now almost, pretty much.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wild. I think they're trying to come up with a solution. Just get the Wi-Fi. Just find the Wi-Fi, figure it out, and that's it.
Yeah.
I say, it's like you say, it's bingo. This is what this is life. This is how we are now.
I mean, how much of an expense is that?
Can't be that much, really. Come on. I don't think. In Milan? Outside of Milan? I don't know.
Yeah.
Depends. All right, you'll like this one. You know, this is... We always talk about where do people want to live and where's the population shifting, which is why the census is so interesting to me to see what kind of shifts we're seeing. The Census Bureau figures that were just released, which show state-by-state populations, Nathan, they're showing some changes in the 12 months that ended July 1st. They show how some key swing states in the 2016 election are growing. Like Florida, North Carolina, Arizona, and Nevada all had massive gains in population. So the populations of the big Sunbelt states really bulged this past year, while pockets of the Midwest and Northeast went downhill. And personally, I think that's has to do with, like, forget elections aside. It does affect the election, but the Electoral College and all of that. But I think the reason we're seeing the shift in the population is because of the expense of living in the Northeast, of living in some of the places in the Midwest that are too expensive, that it's cheaper to live in a Sunbelt area in many, many cases. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I agree. I mean, those places out west make it easier for, I mean, less taxes, really. I mean,
taxes. Yeah. And that's the thing.
I've had many friends end up in Arizona over the past three years.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I've had a lot of friends go to Arizona too. Not California. I have friends in California, but wow, what they pay. You're listening to us in California? Man, it's I don't know how you live. You just have to be making some bucks somehow, or you're juggling. Everyone I know in this industry, in the entertainment industry of some form, whether it's radio, whether it's comedy, whatever it is, usually they're juggling a couple of different jobs. It's just that difficult. So it's not surprising to me. It's another kind of bingo. And by the way, just to throw this in, the population, you know what the population is? Almost 321.4 million in the United States. Wow. That's pretty high.
Wow.
That's a lot of peeps. Definitely. All right, fruits and nuts, shred it and bingo. That was a lot of fun. Thank you, Nathan, and Merry, Merry Christmas, everyone.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day. Their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. I thought how as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.